Chapter 7. Are men's and women's speech really different? Reading. Men and women communicate and understand communication differently. This should come as no surprise to anyone who is married. But it is important to look at some of these differences and how they are perceived by the opposite sex. One well-known example is how men and women position themselves when they have a conversation with a person of the same sex. When two or more men talk to each other in English, they will rarely look directly at one another. Rather, they prefer to look off into the distance, standing side by side instead of face to face. In contrast, when two women talk to one another in English, they prefer to face each other. So, what happens when a couple marries? The man in this couple does what is natural to him. He stares into space, often towards the television. The woman, seated beside him, is looking directly at him, at the side of his face. After talking for a few moments, the woman, annoyed, asks if he is listening to her. He responds, also annoyed, that of course he is listening. The fact that both people are annoyed shows their lack of understanding of how the opposite sex transmits information. There are many other examples as well. According to Professor Deborah Tannen of Georgetown University, author of the book You Just Don't Understand, men perceive their role as giver of information, but women prefer to find a connection to the speaker on an emotional level. In English-speaking societies, women who take on the role of information giver are sometimes considered a busybody or a know-it-all. Linguists often point out that in word choice there are many differences between men and women. Take colors, for example. Men tend to speak in basic color terms, such as red, white, and blue. Women, however, tend to have much larger selection to choose from, such as maroon, ivory, or teal. Similarly, adjectives show many differences. Men are rarely found to say things such as delightful, lovely, or darling to describe an item, as these are considered too feminine. Men generally are found to swear more than females as well. This probably goes back to old stereotypes that women should not swear. The differences between male and female speech patterns should not make you think men's and women's language are different. They are not. In the case of English, they still both speak English. It is just how they speak it that is sometimes different.